It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Tessa Klein, who is the manager of the North Dakota Winter Show. Tessa, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Steve, for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. Folks want to know where you come from.
I come from Lemoore, North Dakota. We live there on a farm just outside of town. We got a few cows, a lot more horses, bucking bulls, and a couple of dogs.
Well, welcome aboard as the new manager of the North Dakota Winter Show.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. You used to, when you were young, right, compete in the Winter Show, right?
As showing registered Holstein cattle. I believe it was our state dairy show back then. I was 10 years old or so. That was a big deal.
When you got older, you've been involved with some other events, too, with the Winter Show. Tell us about that.
I've helped with the North Dakota Winter Show pageant the last couple of years, helped Sam Bishop with that. Then we are in the rodeo business, too, so we have a background with that. I believe my husband's competed in the ranch rodeo a few years. I have a business, Wildflowers, Inc., and so I've done the antique craft and junk show on and off a few years, and we were back again this year.
And talk a little bit about your husband. He's an auctioneer, right?
Yes, he is. Born and raised, I believe, second generation that, third generation horse trader. And now he's the manager of the Central Livestock Sale Barn in West Fargo.
As we get into the next North Dakota Winter Show in March, what do you envision? What is your plan for the future of the North Dakota Winter Show?
Great events that draw people. We've got to get some more speakers in there, some good events in the arena. That arena needs to be used at all times. We need to get people back into the barns, maybe some more cattle, some pony rides, something that gets people back in the barn and isn't cut off. If we can get the place booked and the schedule booked with so much going on that you have to pick which event to go to, there's going to be a lot of people going through and shopping the vendors. The vendors are going to be happy. I want to see a lot more traffic through there.
I'm sensing from you that your future of the North Dakota Winter Show, you have a real passion for continuing the North Dakota Winter Show, don't you?
Yes, I do. It needs to keep going. And I was scared that, you know, you don't want to see something like this end. Mm-hmm. And something I told a friend that we all have a piece of Winter Show in our heart. And there's a lot of us that want to keep going forward and making it better.
We're going to get to a kind of a list of events that are coming up later mm-hmm. this year at the North Dakota Winter Show Event Center. Anything else to add about the new job that I forgot to ask that you'd like to chime in on?
I'm just super excited. And I know I've had a lot of people come up to me and say that they're excited for me also. I welcome ideas. I really do. And I've gotten some great ideas from people, too.
So your door is always open then.
Absolutely.
Yes. Good ideas, as they say. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about some events coming up. We've got Barnes County 4-H Achievement Days.
Yep. On Thursday, we have the poultry, rabbits, and eggs in the South Side Main Exhibit Building and registration, judging. And then on Friday, we have the livestock show.
That's part of Barnes County 4-H Achievement Days this week at the North Dakota Winter Show Event Center. And in August, you've got an event, too. Talk about it.
An Appaloosa Horse Show, and that'll be the 16th through the 18th.
And then the high school rodeo in September and a couple of other events, too. Tell us about those in September.
Barrel racing, and then that'll be August 31st and then September 1st. And the high school rodeo is the 21st through the 22nd. And everybody's welcome to come up and take part and watch that.
Oh, that's always fun. Great that we have that event here in October. You have something new in October and something old, too. So talk about October's schedule.
Yes. The exotic animal sale is October 5th. That's our first year trying it. Those are hot, hot, hot. You want to come early, get a bidding number. There'll be probably every kind of animal you can dream of will be there. And then the Great Midwest Horse Show, it will be October 11th through the 13th.
And then in November, you got another new show. This is an interesting one. Talk about that.
A Rabbit Breeders Association show. And that's the 8th through the 9th. That should be very interesting. I think we'll have lots of different breeds of rabbits.
November 8th and 9th. And then, of course, gearing up for the North Star Classic. Tell us about that.
Yes, December 5th through the 8th. And we're working on that schedule and what the entertainment we want to have and Cattleman's Ball and then the All Breeds shows. will be going on for that.
All right. Get some more cattle for that, too.
Yes. Yeah, yes, so. And youth. Get some youth in there. I think we have a clinic for young kids showing and fitting class.
Well, we look forward to more visits with you, and congratulations and good luck on the new job, okay?
Thank you.
There's Tessa Klein, who is the North Dakota Winter Show Manager, our guest on our Voice of the Valley.